AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump's latest cabinet nominee, anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of Health and Human Services. In his election night remarks, Trump said,
"He's going to help make America healthy again."
Kennedy himself said this in August.
"We will be stronger, more resilient, more optimistic, and happier. I won't fail in doing this. Ultimately, the future, however it happens, is in God's hands."
Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports there's lots of reaction to Trump's pick for Attorney General.
Senate Judiciary Committee members from both parties want to review a House Ethics Panel investigation of Attorney General designate Matt Gaetz. The Ethics Committee has been looking into allegations against Gaetz of sexual misconduct, among other things. The probe effectively ended yesterday when Gaetz resigned from Congress. But
"We cannot allow this valuable information from a bipartisan investigation to be hidden from the American people."
Senate Judiciary Chair Dick Durbin, a Democrat, and Republican John Cornyn are among those who want to see the ethics panel's information.
"I think there should not be any limitation on the Senate Judiciary Committee's investigation, including whatever the House Ethics Committee has generated."
The Justice Department that Gaetz would head also looked into sex trafficking allegations against him, with no charges filed. He's denied any wrongdoing, though the scandals threaten to derail his confirmation. Gaetz is one of the more universally disliked members of Congress, even by fellow Republicans, though some, like North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, say they'll give him a fair shake.
"I don't know his background. I'm going to look at it and give him a fair hearing."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The satirical publication The Onion's bought Alex Jones's InfoWars at a bankruptcy auction with the backing of the Sandy Hook families. This is AP News. Alex Vega has today's AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower after a choppy day of trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 index fell 0.6%. The Dow dropped 207 points, or 0.5%, and the Nasdaq Composite ended 0.6% lower. Several areas of the market that had bounced highest following Donald Trump's election reversed their momentum and led the way lower. Tesla sank to just its second loss since Election Day, while smaller stocks fell harder than the rest of the market. Short-term Treasury yields swung following the latest economic reports before rising after Chair Jerome Powell said the Federal Reserve is not in a hurry to cut interest rates. This is Alex Vega.
Among those reports, wholesale prices ticked up last month, 2.4% higher than a year ago. And in weekly reports, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell last week to the lowest level in 6 months, while the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is just a hair lower this week at 6.78%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.